Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
X Factor talk. All right. I love X Factor talk. We do this in every sport. Who's the X Factor? Can you be? I'm asking before we set up who ours are. Can you be an X Factor if you're a quote unquote Hall of Famer?
That's a great question.
Because, like, I look at someone like, and before you answer, I look at someone like Manu Ginobili, Hall of Famer. At the end of the career, you know, his role is diminished, but yet he could still be an X factor. But when he was in his prime and he's one of the, you know, the core guys, I'm not so sure you can be an X factor as a Hall of Famer, because there's a, like, a certain known quantity that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, I mean, it depends where the Hall of Famer's at in his career. But you really don't think of X Factors or Hall of Famers as X Factors.
Right?
Kobe and Shaq.
Exactly.
You would say, oh, they're X Factors. You know, they just got to go do their thing.
Exactly.
Pippen and Jordan. You know they're going to go do
like
their
Rodman
thing.
Like, Rodman can't be an X Factor.
Right.
Like, I expect Rodman to be Rodman.
The X Factor would be Rod Harper.
Yes.
Tony Kukoc. Even though Tony Kukoc is a Hall of Famer now.
Yes.
But he was an X Factor because he was coming off the bench. And it was like, if you get anything, if you get that Joel off the bench from Kukoc, then you're rolling.
Well, and also he has the international stuff that's kind of stapled in there.
Right.
Like, we know it's just different, right? Like, but I guess where I'm going at with this, if you're a Warrior fan, can you have Steph, Clay, or Draymond be an X factor?
I think Draymond can be an X factor.
Why?
In a sense, because offensively, we always talk about
okay.
When he's aggressive and when he scores 10 plus points, this team is nearly unbeatable.
Okay.
It's really a small number, right?
Yeah, it
where
is.
We're like, you know,
it
it's
really
like,
is.
Man, can you score 10? If Draymond scores 10, the Warriors' record, and I'll pull it up in just a second, it's astronomical. It really is. This year, I believe the Warriors are 19-4 when he scores at least 10 points or more. 23 games. 19-4.
That's an incredible stat.
Day-day. So I do believe Draymond, even though, and some people may disagree that he's not a Hall of Famer, I believe Draymond, when you stack up his career at Michigan State, and you stack up his career in the NBA, you stack up the DPOY, you stack up the championships, the All-Stars, he will be a Hall of Famer.
No, he absolutely will be. I was listening to Nice Guy coming in today as I was, you know, slamming up Broadway, or excuse me, Battery and Vallejo, and I saw the Coyote, and Nice Guy was talking about Draymond Green being his X Factor, and Nice Guy, I would love for you to maybe reiterate why you're going to take Draymond Green as the X Factor.
Well, it's mostly because I want Steph and Clay to get going early,
okay.
And I think the reason why they weren't able to get going in the first quarter was partially due to the turnovers, and a majority of them ran through Draymond Green, and a lot of the turnovers that happened were early on in the game, and when they were playing from an uphill battle, where they were fighting an uphill battle, that's when Clay was starting to force shots.
Mm.
Maybe Steph was trying to force shots. So if Draymond's, and at the same time, if Draymond's scoring the basketball, like you said, I think if there's any X factor from the starting five, it would be Dray. But I also need to see Steph be the Western Conference Finals Steph that we've seen before.
Yeah, no doubt. And here's the Warriors' record in the regular season. When Draymond scores 10-plus points in a game, they are 224-53.
Didn't it just all flow better when he was attacking the cup on game six?
Oh, it flowed. Everything opened up.
Right.
Because all of a sudden,
right.
All of a sudden, Jaren Jackson Jr., Steven Adams, who did not respect Draymond's offensive game, he starts going to the cup. And later in that basketball game, they had to step up and defend Draymond Green, which opened up Wiggins.
Yeah.
It opened up Clay. It opened up Stephen Curry. So when he's aggressive, it opens everything on the floor. And so, and it keeps Clay, it keeps guys like Clay Thompson from over dribbling, right?
Yes.
When Draymond's being aggressive and going to the cup and he's shooting from the 3-point line, all of a sudden Clay, when he does get the ball, it's two dribbles, boom, either shoot it or pass. The Warriors get in trouble when Klay starts over-dribbling, when Jordan Poole starts over-dribbling, when Stephen Curry starts over-dribbling. So I believe Draymond is an act. You could also say Andrew Wiggins. You need that 17-8 from Andrew Wiggins in this series because he's going to be left one-on-one.
Okay.
And they may try to hide Luka on Andrew Wiggins. And if Luka's on Andrew Wiggins, he's proven that he could score 24 a game over a course of a season. He's got to make Luka pay.
Okay. All right. Well, so I think I'll take my X factor, if you don't mind. And I would love to hear, because I don't think Wiggins is not going to be your X factor, or is he going to be?
I think Draymond's my X factor in this series. But you could have Wiggins. Wiggins is an X factor.
Feel both of those.
I think there's multiple X factors.
When I look at the defensive guys, like Wiggins and Draymond Green, there's a level of expectation I have on the defensive end to where there's not this like big drop off in performance, so I don't consider them necessarily an X factor. But I understand everything that you're saying. I kind of view it like I'm looking offensive side. Totally understand the Draymond thing because he can go for 0 points, he can go for 14, and it's totally different.
And he's going to have every shot available.
Absolutely.
In the series.
And Wiggins, I think Wiggins has been pretty damn consistent offensively.
Yes.
Although it would be nice to have a 20 point plus game. I'm going to go with Jordan Poole. I just looking at the game logs, and there's more to it than points because there's assists and things that go into it. I'm looking at all the games where the Warriors have struggled offensively or where the other team has blitzkrieged the Warriors and they haven't had an answer offensively. It does feel like it coincides with Jordan Poole not being his most efficient.
Yep.
31 in game one. 20 in game two, which they ended up losing, 27 in game three, down to 14, 3, and 12. He's got to recapture the magic.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's got to get it going. I think he needed the days off. They need his explosion on offense to help set things up for others and make things explosive for Klay and Steph.
No doubt.
I'm going to take Jordan Poole as my X factor.
That's not bad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.